Welcome back inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Bernie Kosar. Bernie, the Browns are back off the bye week and hopefully a little bit healed up, but nonetheless a tremendous challenge with this Detroit Lions offense.
Yeah, this is really an interesting week. And a bye week, yes, you have a few extra days to put some extra plays in and kind of evaluate. And most importantly, though, they're playing against Matthew Stafford, probably one of the most artistic premier quarterbacks. He really could throw the football.
Yeah, and we've got to see him a couple times here recently. He was on Monday Night Football this past week, and then the previous week he was on Sunday Night Football. We're going to take a look at that right now as they were matched up with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And really, you know, some of the things that he does, it makes you go, wow, Bernie. And you're a former quarterback yourself, and you know good quarterback play, and this guy certainly has it.
Yeah, the first play we have up here, playing against the Steelers here, this is what we've been seeing a lot with the Browns, this cover one man coverage. He really, if you're throwing on timing, should take one of your outside receivers here. He's got such talent with his arm. You watch the way he's able to hold the ball, sense the pressure coming, get back out. Look at the genius of this throw. Rolling to your left, gets his hips turned. This is not an easy throw.
This is scramble drill. Right at the top of the screen, you see Marvin Jones, number 11. The corner's playing off. He's staring in the backfield. And then as Stafford breaks out the pocket, what do? You break it off and go deep. That's what you want to see.
Look at how he just throws his hands up at the last second, throw the DB off.
Yep, that's beautiful.
And the throw is just perfect, dropping it perfectly in a bucket. Dan Marino used to have the great line. Great phrase. You can't beat a perfect throw. Good quick.
And how about look at 25 for the Steelers? He's thinking, oh, you know what?
Yeah. There's a lot of swear words going through his head right now.
No doubt. I've been there many times. You know, we talk a lot about Matt Stafford and the offense and how they can move the ball with the passing game, but not to be forgotten is the running attack. It doesn't rank near the top in the league. It's in fact near the bottom, about 86 yards a game. But Amir Abdullah is still one of the premier backs in this league when given the opportunity.
They do a lot of window dressing to create the proper angles and mess up the gap integrity of the front seven for the run defense. Right here, it trips to the bottom of your screen. With this motion coming towards the line of scrimmage, a lot of teams would send him across to block the defensive end to the top of the screen. Right here, they're using a little ghost formation to fake the reverse. That still does the same thing. Go holding the defensive end to the top. He should be crashing down to make the tackle on the running back. He hesitates just enough here for Abdullah to get through him. He's off to the races.
He got off to a nice start to his career, but that offensive line's been struggling a little bit.
Find a hole, stick the foot in the ground, and drive it north and south.
So, as you put a bow on this breakdown of the Detroit Lions offense, I don't really think that the Browns will have too much trouble stopping the run this week. I frankly think that it's going to be a tremendous challenge for the secondary because Matt Stafford in that dome, I mean, they're going to sling the pill around the run.
Absolutely. That's the one thing that's imperative this week is our run defense has been solid. Yeah. Their run offense has been average, but their pass offense is phenomenal, and our defensive backs are going to definitely have to button up their coverage, and definitely we want a good pass rush.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, that was a look at the Detroit Lions offense inside the film room. He's Bernie Kosar. I'm Dustin Fox. Thanks again for joining us.